This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. Welcome to the Sundahl Writers' Corner. I'm Dory Nutt, one of the producers, along with Brett Tannehill. Today, Joyce Billingsley steps back on to center stage and remembers a childhood summertime condition many of us can relate to.
School summer holidays in my childhood included staying a week with my aunt. My mother was from a farming family and had brothers who were farmers and butchers. Most lived around the town of Skipton in Yorkshire. It's known as the Gateway to the Dales, which is so picturesque that it's a designated national park. Mum's only sister ran a boarding house there. I grew up visiting all the Skipton family, so I knew my way around. I had aunts, uncles and cousins galore within walking distance of Auntie Eva's boarding house where I stayed. So I became a regular visitor in the summers, from around 8 years of age until my early teens. Back in that era, kids were free to roam alone, so I visited the family and ran errands for my aunt. Sometimes I'd get to ride with Auntie Margaret when she delivered meat to customers' homes, and other times I'd go into Uncle Joe's or Uncle Eric's butcher's shops and watch them make sausages and pork pies. All this meant that Auntie Eva didn't have to worry about keeping me entertained. I had lots to do and people to see. She always made me welcome, but she was too busy to look after me, so sanctioned my gallivanting. I especially loved sleeping up in her attic. It had a comfy bed and all kinds of interesting odds and ends of furniture, suitcases, dusty Christmas decorations and bric-a-brac stored around the room. Daylight came in from a couple of small windows on the roof. I would close the door at the bottom of the stairs and be entirely, comfortably alone. It was a cozy, quiet refuge cut off from the rest of the big house. Lying in bed at night, the distant clatter of clogs from the mill workers walking home would ring up from the street, through the open windows, lulling me to sleep. But in the mornings, I'd sometimes wake up hot and sore from big lumps all over my body. It seemed like every summer I was stricken, and when I was hot, they itched like crazy. I couldn't say for sure that they began when I was at my aunt's, but I associated them with those visits. Over time, my mother and aunt assessed the situation, calling them heat spots. Likely, we'd be having a heat wave, or maybe there was something in the Skipton water. Most likely, I'd brought it on myself by running around the churchyard on a hot day getting overheated. Whatever caused it, it was pure misery. A raging itch I turned into a burning fire, heating up my entire body by scratching every welt until it bled. I remember one morning being thoroughly shocked by my red-spotted sheet. I must have scratched all night, but slept through it. They tried chamomile lotion until they ran out. So they mixed up baking soda with water and dabbed that on. They bandaged the worst sores, hoping I wouldn't infect them. Then they tried home remedies of yellow sulfur powder and syrup mixed into a cloying, gooey mass I swallowed by the spoonful to cleanse my system. Back in school, still scratching incessantly, I remember being cause of consternation for two teachers who took me out of class. They were probably afraid I had something catching that would put the school in quarantine. I suffered the indignity of one of them pulling the top of my shirt out to peer down inside at my chest and back while the other looked on. I should have been grateful they were so concerned because at home no one seemed to think of taking me to the doctor. I'm going to do that sentence again. I should have been grateful they were so concerned because at home no one seemed to think of taking me to a doctor. This was apparently an annual occurrence for a few years, brought on in summer and took several weeks to disappear. It was an unsolved mystery that eventually went away on its own. The grown-ups said, I must have grown out of it. It remained a mystery until many years later when I was talking to a cousin about our parents' early lives. Claire laughed about her mother, May, staying as a young woman with my mother, her sister-in-law, in the old farmhouse and sharing a bed. May was always bitten by fleas overnight, while my mother seemed immune. It began to make perfect sense that, although I never saw any, fleas might have been in the attic at my aunt's house. She had a cat that roamed freely outdoors, who liked to sneak to the attic for a nap on the bed. Auntie Eva didn't approve of cats being upstairs, so it was never there when I was. Was the timing pure coincidence? I only stayed with my aunt in summer, but as I grew, I was allowed to share her bed in her rather splendid bedroom. I wonder now if she'd guessed the cause. Whatever, the heat spots didn't appear then. For more than 50 years, it was a long-forgotten puzzle. Now, presumably solved.
Joyce Billingsley started writing family tales after her parents passed away, so their stories would last forever. Then she continued writing as she had memories of her own to share. You can hear this and other Sundial Writers' works online. Just click on the Sundial Writers' Corner under the Programs tab on the WLRH.org homepage. You can hear the Sundial Writers' Corner every Monday morning at 9, right here on WLRH 89.3 Huntsville.